And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks.
With your hosts, Justin.
But it would be really cute with all that they've gone through to get into the playoffs.
Tanya.
Well, this is a done game.
The Tampa Bay game, you were like.
And Jason.
Gonna shock and amaze you. Ready? Ready for this?
Two dads and a mom that make betting fun. If it's Friday, it's friends, family, football, and Friday Night Locks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
All right. Welcome back to not a week, but it's our 49th show. We're almost to our 50th, but we're in the in-between of the football week, I guess you could say. Everybody's on a bye right now. So
show 49. Are you out of your mind?
Are you out of your mind?
Must be.
You must be out of your mind after winning your 20th pick.
Anybody's counting.
How's it like to be the talk of the town?
It's hard sometimes. Sometimes I have to reground myself and realize and remember that I'm human. And that my picks don't define everything.
Yeah. I say that all the time too.
Yeah.
You're more than your picks.
Yes, I am more worthy than my picks. I am human. I have flaws, believe it or not. I'm just kidding.
I don't know if you do have flaws. Not since week six, really.
No.
So I say that the other way. I say I have flaws. Well, I'm not worthy of my picks.
Exactly. Here's one of my flaws. 49ers against your Eagles last week. And the last one.
Oh,
of this-
no.
No. Is that the last ticket?
That's it.
Cute.
But here's
That's
what's
it.
Fun.
That's not it.
Here's what's
you,
fun.
I have Philly.
Okay. Here's really, this is fun. And this is why I do this every year. Every year before the season starts, I buy a bunch of future tickets.
Right.
Miami to win the Super Bowl, Chargers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I have two tickets left. One on the Chiefs, one on the Eagles.
There you go.
That's fun because now I could just kick my feet up and I don't
care.
You're
a winner.
So you're not going to watch the game. You're going to watch the dog show.
I'm not watching the game. I'm going to the Bedminster channel. Yeah. I got Chiefs at 8-1 and the Eagles at 18-1. So no matter what, you know, I'm rooting for the Eagles.
Of course.
I get more money, but I think this is going to be an amazing matchup. But before we get into all that, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Along.
Yeah. We have a little monster on our hands.
In the best kind of way.
In the best kind of way.
Right.
He is thriving, if you will.
Good.
And he is a handful.
He's got wheels.
He's got wheels.
he's fast.
He's got wheels. It's so funny because I think we keep pushing the envelope by like, let's get him a car. Like a real car. No, let's like, you know, oh, he can do that. And then every box you open says like 1.5 to 3.5 or whatever. But he's like almost 3 feet tall. He's like 32 inches tall.
Not sure about that.
He is. Well, he's over 30 inches tall.
Okay.
And so he's pushing 3 feet and he's not even a year. So we have these like, we have a soccer ball, a basketball, a football, and a baseball. The baseball's smaller. He can hold that. He throws it always with his left hand, which is very interesting.
Interesting. Yep.
Just like data. And literally, he'll pick it up with his right hand and move it over and he'll throw it. Doesn't always translate, they say. That doesn't mean anything. Don't get your hopes up type thing. The basketball's a little bigger. It's bright orange. So he like goes to it. He likes it. So we say, let's buy him a little hoop that he can, you know, walk up and throw his little basketballs in. The basketballs are a little different. They're a little bigger than the one that we have. And I'm putting together this thing and I'm thinking to myself, you know, like the net of the hoop?
Sure.
You have to thread the net into this little plastic red hoop. Mm-hmm. And then there's the backboard's gray. The backboard slides into this post. The post slides into the base and you're done. I'm threading this net for 30 minutes. Like I'm knitting a net. Why couldn't they put the net in? Because it's full. It's like a foldable piece of yarn. Why can't you just do that for me? And then all I have to do is put together three pieces. In the meantime, he's hanging from the rim, trying to get his dunk on. And now he can barely get over it. So when he kind of goes to like dunk it or to throw it in, he'll hit it, you know, and then straight back. So he's probably a little bit away from it. I'll pick him up and like let him dunk, but he loves it. And he, I don't know. I think he's already loving music for sure.
Cool.
Because every time we play music, he goes crazy, but I think he's digging basketball. I thought it was baseball, but I think he's digging basketball.
I'm sure he's going to play everything.
And his almost actual word is basketball. He goes, pa, pa, yeah. Pa. And then he looks around. So yeah, it's just a fun adventure.
It's just cool that people say to me, like, they understand more than they can say or whatever. Yeah. And it's so crazy because, like, he'll grab the remote and I'll say, give me that, please. Can I have that? Thank you. And he'll give it to you. Or go that way or pull or push the button. He probably knows 30 words without being able to speak them.
Yeah.
Which is,
that'll be fun when he starts talking,
which is crazy. Yeah.
Well, it was this time last year when you guys like about to give birth, Super Bowl. T, you made it all the way to the finish line.
Yeah.
And now look at you guys. Your son is dunking.
Dunking.
And it's so funny. You're talking about like assembling your hoop. Every dad is going to relate to that because every single thing you get for him from now on is going to have 150 pieces.
Sure.
Small little weird pieces that you have to assemble. Everything just comes in a flat box, right?
Right. I just don't understand why they couldn't put the net in.
Like, it'd then be $7 more.
It's like because you have to thread it through and then, you know, snap it tight because it's a net. And it would be very easy. It's very compactable. Put the net in for me. And then I don't have to sit there and thread a net for 30 minutes. And that's just me. The other thing is, the other day we got him a new toy that was battery operated. And I opened the drawer that's full of batteries.
Hmm.
And the triple A's were there.
Okay.
About half gone. The double A's, gone.
Of course.
And I said, this is impossible. This is impossible. There was 50, like Costco, bro. The big Duracells.
They're all in toys.
I gotta go buy batteries. That's on the Costco list. That's crazy.
Well,
out of batteries in 11 months.
Yo, you're going to go through them for sure. But I will, I'll say that you guys look like you're enjoying the process. You don't seem stressed out. You're not complaining about it. A lot of new parents feel overwhelmed, but I feel like you guys are handling it very well and actually enjoying it. So
he makes it really easy. We say that he's a lot, but he's not. He's so happy all the time.
He's great.
Hard.
He's wild. He's got energy.
Yeah, that's good.
But wild in a good way.
In a great way.
Yeah.
But please don't think that I, you know, not ecstatic. I just think that it's like the wheels are churning and he's got a game plan every day. Let's go. Let's do this. I'm breaking down that wall. I'm opening that drawer. Let's go.
A lot of energy.
And it's you know, and he's looking at you like, you're going to chase me around because I might do something crazy. I might do something crazy. But it's all worth it. And it's so funny that you speak of last year. This is February. Mm-hmm. Like the first week of February, he was born on the 7th. We were shooting our Super Bowl episode early last year.
Right.
Because she was like, basically, we had to schedule our, you know, appointment for his actual birth. And that was exactly like, I remember it was going to be the 2nd. And it ended up being the 5th or the 6th. And then he was born the next day.
That's a real football mom when you schedule the birth.
Yeah.
No, and that's what I was going to say.
We scheduled our show, our Super Bowl show. And if you go back and look at it, it'll say Super Bowl, you know, 2021 or whatever it says. And she is super pregnant and super happy-go-lucky, but like...
ready.
It was about to be on. So that was 1 year ago today, basically. So that's kind of crazy wacky as well.
That is crazy. It's a cool way to mark time.
Yeah.
How you doing? What's going on in your almost empty house?
I speaking of kids and cars, I've been shopping for a car for my youngest. My two older ones are off at college, so they don't need cars, thank goodness. And just to reassure you, shopping for a car is just as unpleasant as it's always been.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
I can just imagine you.
Honestly, these phrases that come out of these people's mouths as though I haven't done this before.
Right.
I hear things like, look, I'm just trying to give you what the sticker price is. I'm just trying to be super transparent with you. But, and I just go, how many times have we done this dance?
Yeah.
But I'm stoked for my youngest. He's been practicing in my car and he's getting good at driving. And I could tell he really likes his independence. Because every time I get back in my car after he's been in it, the music is on 11.
Sure. Same thing we used to do.
I just go, get off my lawn. But it's every phase of parenting has its different challenges and different fun. So I'm stoked for him. And I think he is a lefty, which helps with baseball. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited to see, you know, he'll be driving to his own practices and games now. And wow. You know, sad and happy at the same time. Yeah. So that's
what's on the agenda as far as cars, as far as the choices, like they go from here to here. What are we looking at?
I think fortunately we live in a time where it's still pretty competitive in that he likes a small SUV. So you can throw a dart. Every single maker mm-hmm. makes a small SUV that's around the same price.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all really good safety ratings. So whether it's, you know, Volkswagen, Honda, Toyota, Ford, mm-hmm. take your pick. They all have that kind of mini SUV.
Sure.
The Lamborghini SUV too.
Yeah.
There's a Lexus SUV just came out. It's awesome.
No, the Lamborghini's a tiny bit better.
Not in this house.
Could you imagine?
Could you imagine? Oh boy, that'd be the most un-Jason thing ever.
I don't know. I feel like obviously you always want to give your kids the best, but I've never bought into that. Here's a Tesla when you turn 16.
That's how you do it. Right.
I don't subscribe to that. To each their own. But in my house, I feel like something reasonable, something practical, something that's not in that, you know, class of, you know. So anyway, everybody's got their own style. As we are recording this with a slight pivot, do you guys want to react to the news that your favorite player,
No,
you don't even want to talk about
it. Oh, yes. No, not favorite. I mean, okay. You guys are lovers of, but...
All right, T, just give me your reaction to the news that Mr. Goat, Tom Brady Laser Eyes, has announced this morning as we're taping that he is retiring for the second time.
Yeah, a year too late, to be honest. I mean, what did he do this year?
The guy's retiring, let him rest.
Sure, he had an average season.
He was third in yards passing. He was first and broke records in completions and passes attempted.
Okay.
And he took his team to the playoffs again.
I have to say, there's only one out of the three of us who's gone 20-1.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Continue, Teague.
Wow. I don't know. I just think on like a human level, he should have gone out last year.
The average for him is winning the Super Bowl.
It was a lot more in the press last year and front page news last year and things that he was doing. I just feel like also secondarily, can we believe it this time or is it going to be third time's the charm?
I think so. I think he stayed too long at the party. I think he's smart enough to know that he's already got, they said a $384 million contract with Fox to be.
Yeah. He had that last year on the table.
So. Yeah. You know what? At the end of the day, can you blame him? It's hard to leave. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I said it all year on the pod. I think he looks like an old man. Not an old man. I said on the pod, I think he looks like a 45-year-old man playing quarterback in the NFL. And they always say that the game tells you when it's time to go. And I think that every player in the NFL that's ever played the game, that loves the game, would want to play for 23 years and to be able to say, here's the craziest part, after 23 years, I'm done. Not have the world tell you you're done, not have some team cut you because you're done or injury because you're done. Like, this dude was able to say after 23 years, I'm good. While teams were all calling, picking up the phone to call him, San Francisco, Raiders, Miami, Tampa wanted him to stay. Is he going back to New England? Blah, blah, blah. Dude, that's impressive. And yes, he paid a big price by stretching it out a year. We all know what happened with the family, but which I think is what you're alluding to. But
well, I mean,
to be able to say after 23 years, I'm good. Most players would kill for that.
Sure.
I'm wearing my Buccaneer reddish orange.
Really sweet.
I think as time goes by, no one really remembers Michael Jordan and the Wizards chapter. I think you just remember the good times. So
yeah.
I think Brady, obviously, he's got nothing left to prove. Leave everybody.
I think that this is definitely a wake-up call for us to realize that all of our, you know, I'm not going to say childhood, but I'm going to say younger years of watching him to now, that's over. And
yeah, you
know, it's the new Burrows and the new Mahomeses and the new Allens, which is great, but there's only one left. And
who knows? I mean, they're talking about he might be going to the Jets.
Yeah. What if he retires? What if he just says, I've had enough?
He might.
Are we talking about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Going to the Jets?
He might be.
She doesn't want him in New York.
I don't think she wants him. I think she wants him to follow Brady.
She doesn't want him in New York. Go away. He's so annoying.
Go away.
He's going to come back with an actual wig next season.
Do you think Giselle watched his Instagram post today and like shed a tear and like called him or texted him or?
I'm sure they discussed it before.
I don't think so. I mean, they still have kids,
so they have to discuss what their plans are.
Not really. Not if he's done. I mean, maybe where are we going to live or whatever, but like, do you think? They said that he called a team at 6 a.m. this morning, Eastern time, which is 3 a.m. our time, and told the team, and then took 2 hours on his own, told basically, I guess, protocol, don't say anything. Let me make the announcement. 2 hours later on Instagram, he came out real quick. He's out on the beach bright and early, probably on his morning run and reflection, and said, hey, I'm retiring, and this time is for good. What do you think her response was to that?
It's about time.
I'm just curious.
It's about time.
Did she say, hey, man, are you okay? Teary-eyed.
I don't know. I don't know what their conversations are, but say, good. Awesome. It's time to move forward and let's start something new. Let's do something else.
I'm trying to set up a little more drama and a little more heartfelt tears.
I don't know if their split was acrimonious or everything's cool, like who knows, but anyway, it is an end of an era. And why don't we talk about the big game coming up? This I think for this podcast, let's just talk about thoughts and maybe potential leans and stuff like that, and then next week will be our last show for the season for Super Bowl, and then we can talk about exactly what we're betting. And as I stated, I have two tickets already on the Eagles and the Chiefs. Sort of my initial thought is the Eagles have a better team, I feel like, on both sides of the ball, offensive line, defensive line. They say football's won in the trenches. Mm-hmm. I feel like they have the better trenches. But then, obviously, the better quarterback is on Kansas City. So what do you guys think? Is it better to sort of lean towards the more complete team? Or is it better to just go with the star quarterback who can make plays and overcome that? I'm curious to know what you guys think about that.
Well, I think just given this season, especially last week, anything is possible. I feel like, I don't know, you could use all your knowledge and what you just said and explaining and breaking down the teams, and anyone can get hurt. Anything can happen. I mean, it's just wild right now, especially watching that 49ers game. I'm sure you guys both have your opinions on it, but it was just like, this is not what I expected. This is not what I expected. So I feel like going into the Super Bowl, I truly I have no idea. I mean, I guess I do just based on, you know, research and what's happened
20 and one.
Over the course of the year, but and 20 and one, it's fine. Nothing.
All 20 goes to God.
But I mean,
love it.
But I mean, do you guys agree? Like, it's just kind of been like a rogue season.
100%.
And, like, things are happening that just don't expect. And it's mind blowing.
That's interesting for the handicap, because what happened with Brock Purdy happened very early in the game, and they still managed to kind of shore up on D, and then they ended up tying the game up 7-7 with McCaffrey. And then the news came out, and then you could start to feel the buzz in the arena that this kid wasn't coming back. And then there's then their fourth string, who's their now second string, Johnson, goes out. He gets slammed to the ground. And, you know, then the Eagles, basically 31-7 was the final story. And it's very easy to run when you're ahead. And it's very easy to do the things that they did when you're so far ahead and you're not really in fear of getting beat at this time by God knows who's coming off the bench. But it doesn't really give you the handicap that you're looking for with Philly, especially because they played the Giants the week before and everyone said, the Giants don't have the talent. Now you're going to see San Francisco. We were on Philly. I'm glad they won. The ticket came through if you're cashing tickets, but you didn't really get to see Philly for what Philly's going to try to do.
It's like a false positive.
Almost. Yeah. And like, yeah. It's also an advantage for Philly because they didn't have to show their hand.
Right.
To KC, which KC had to go, you know what, to the wall.
Sure.
To win that game. And they ended up winning on a penalty, which is nuts. But it's like, you know what you're going to get from KC. You still kind of don't know what you're going to get from Philly. And Philly's been the front runner. They've been the best team in football all year. And what interests me about props, which I won't get into numbers, but the quarterbacks usually win the MVP. That's kind of like the standard. An offensive player is not going to always get it because how did he get the ball? The quarterback gave it to, unless it's a running back, but it's very rare in these big games. And these guys are like neck and neck, you know, and that tells me that along with the point spread that's been juggling from 1.5 to 2 or whatever, that this is what I said a couple weeks back. One of those little 2-point Super Bowls that are hard. Those are hard. When they're minus 10, minus 14, Green Bay, Atlanta, those are easy. You know, this to me is tough. And I think that the world got what they wanted. They got Mahomes and they got the Eagles.
It's a great matchup.
And this is what inevitably looked so simple in the beginning of the year when they both started rolling, Philly 11-0. And now, like I said, the world got what they wanted in this one. Mahomes versus Hurts and Sirianni versus Andy Reid. And I don't know. This is going to be a tough game, but I think it's going to be fireworks.
I always come back to something that T said a couple weeks back. And I think in my head, I go, okay, Jalen Hurts, is his shoulder exactly healthy yet? I'm not sure. He didn't throw for a lot of yards last game. And then I go, but, you know, KC, is a run defense that good? I start going over all the edges. And I start analyzing, okay, trenches, running, passing, blah, blah, blah. And then T just goes, death, taxes, and Andy Reid off a bye. And you just go, ugh, you know, why are we overcomplicating it?
Right.
And this is technically a bye. It's a 2-week.
Is this technically a
week off
a bye?
To regroup and regroup Pat's ankle?
Coming off a big win.
Right.
Yeah.
Coming off a win.
And then I think every Joe Schmo in the world is probably going to bet Mahomes. So do we want to be with the public? Maybe in the Super Bowl, we do want to be with the public. Mm-hmm. I don't know. T, what do you think? Do you have any initial sort of leans or
where's your heart taking?
Yeah, where you? what are you thinking
I'm
about?
I'm not going to tell you.
No, like seriously, like you don't have to say your final, but yeah, no, that's what do you think?
It's funny, the vibe I'm getting just from like collectively talking to people randomly this week or hearing things, it still feels like the Eagles are the underdog, which is wild because they did so well this season. And I mean, are we safe to say they were pretty much the best team this year.
The best team in football.
So, but I still get the vibe and I still have the feeling that they're the underdog just because I feel like the big red Mahomes, Andy Reid, I just feel like they've just been in the Super Bowl how many times in the last also 5 years?
Well, this is 3. Yeah.
That's this wild. Is number 3, it's almost like not a Super Bowl if the Chiefs aren't in it. So for me, it's, I'm, I don't know. I need to gather more in facts and things over the next week and see how the players are practicing and everything. But I just, it still feels like the Eagles are the underdog, which is wild.
Mm. Yeah, that is wild because I think the Eagles are favored as of today. Yeah.
They are.
I think what maybe you're reacting to is Mahomes is the biggest star on the stage. So maybe they have all the celebrity star sort of flash in KC, and maybe the Eagles, even though they're technically favored, maybe they still feel like the little brother who's not getting any respect.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, the Eagles were 11-0 when they lost. Jalen Hurts was playing. They lost the game. They were 11-1 or something like that. And then I think they were 12-1. And then they lost two of the games when Jalen Hurts was out. So in the three total losses this year, Jalen Hurts was only in one of those games.
That's interesting.
So he's like 14-1 this year with them. That's pretty daunting. I mean, that's, but then Andy Reid will tell you, I don't care about records. I don't care about if I'm 12-4, if I'm 15-1, all I care about is being in the show and we'll take care of business when we get there. And I think it's going to, you could sit here and you could say Philly, 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 Philly. And then you're watching the game and they're getting rolled up and you're like, why didn't I bet KC? You flip a coin. I'm going to play some props. I'm going to play some MVP props and some things that I'm going to look for to maybe cash a huge ticket, which is unlikely with some of these lines. But like I said, I think it'll be fireworks.
Yeah, I think it's a really fun matchup. But it's what kind of the football fans want. It's number one versus number one. Yep. Do you guys have any Super Bowl traditions? Do you go to the same party every year? Do you go to the sports book? Do you make the same foods? Or what's your deal for Super Bowl? Now you have a kid, obviously. Does that change anything?
No, not at all. Food, I think wings. I always make my wings.
Wings for sure. Last year it was funny because Wyatt was like 4 days old. And the three of us watched Super Bowl here. Aww. And he just was in his baby Bjorn, like staring, didn't know what he was looking at or even if he could see anything at that point. But it was funny. But yes, wings. We used to, I think the first couple years we lived here, I would say for a good 4 or 5 years, we went to our good friend's house.
Yeah, 5 years.
They kind of had like a Super Bowl thing, but they started working on Sundays. So
yeah, but not even that. Like the kid last year was the first time in 5 years, at least going back to Denver, Carolina, I think it was, that we weren't there.
Yeah.
And even me, like it was funny because I would never get, like we knew we were going over there, but I never got to, it was never here. And I love to cook and I love to do all that stuff, but I was never, it was just, that wasn't my party. That wasn't my day. So we'd go over to our friend's house and cook more food than
you cooked over there.
People could eat. And I'd bring the wings over there. And I remember watching the Philadelphia Eagles playing New England. And I had a green shirt on and I had a picture of me holding up my wings saying fly Eagles fly. And that was because we had our money on Philly.
That was a Philly special, right?
The Philly special.
Nice.
And last year, like she said, I got the baby wings come in like the big bags. So like, what am I going to do? Make 8 wings and then hold the bag up and put it in the freezer?
Make a regular amount of wings.
So here I am making a plat and it looked beautiful. And like we ate 6 of them. The kids and the thing and
exhausted.
It was not. She's exhausted still. Yeah. She's like, whatever. Are you kidding me? And it was just her and I and a lot of texting friends and, watching the halftime.
It's so funny because we live in Vegas and you think, oh, you live in Vegas. You're in the mecca of like, go out like this. Oh, my God. Everybody not living here would be like, I would love to be in Vegas for the Super Bowl. That's the strip is like the last place you want to be living here.
And I haven't walked in a casino on Super Bowl Sunday to make a bet since I've lived here.
Not to mention,
always the night before or on your phone on a mobile app. Because
you want to buy a drink that's normally $12 is now $72.99.
Exactly.
So. You want to buy a table for $1,300 or you can stand up in the corner.
That's just sitting. Then you have to actually purchase.
Right.
You know what I noticed? And this kind of, it's funny because this whole season of podcasting will come full circle with this. There's only one really to me, circa, there's one place, Derek Stevens, props to you, that celebrates sports betting. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just in Vegas. We didn't get to see each other, but I was only there for one night with my friend. But what I notice about some of the strip hotels is the sports book is an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
Like
100%.
They've not, they haven't invested any money into, and maybe that's by choice. Maybe they go, we don't make any money with the sports book. We make money on the tables. Let's on the slot machines. Let's make that awesome. But I walk into the sports book. I'm not going to say the name of the casino, but it had a really sad vibe to it. And immediately when I enter, and there's not that much seating, and it's just, it's
the
really
small the one you went to.
It's in the corner. Mm-hmm. The second I walk in, there's seven people accost me like this. Can I sign you up for our mobile betting app?
Sure. Really?
Can I sign you up? Can I sign you up for betting app? And I just go, I don't live here. And they go, it doesn't matter. You can place a bet while you're here. And then blah, 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 blah. And then I go, oh, you just want my data so you can report to your stockholders that you have X amount of new users, right? That's the game. Because I'm standing by a what do you call it when you can put your own bets in?
Kiosk.
Yeah, I'm standing by a kiosk and I say to the lady who's now asked me seven times if she can sign me up, I go, can I just put my bet in right here on this machine that I'm standing next to? And then I don't have to give you my data and my personal information.
Not without a card.
And she goes, yeah, you could do that. So I like put in a couple bets at a kiosk. Like there weren't that many like good options at the kiosk. It wasn't like circa. There's a teaser card. There's a parlay card. They make it fun. Mm-hmm. There's all different types of bets. Like it's well lit. There's a million TVs. There's tons of seating.
There's window. There's 10 guys at windows. There's no lines.
Let's not even talk about the swim up stadium shrine to sports. But I don't know. As a sports bettor, I totally agree with what you guys are saying. The Strip is the last place that I would want to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I would go to Circa. Circa even has been emailing me because I'm registered for their contest. And they go, come to Circa and watch the Super Bowl. We're going to have our squares. You know, everyone gets a dollar. Mm-hmm. You can have a dollar. You can have $1,000. But buy a square. Come on. Whatever. They're still celebrating sports betting, and I love them for that. So anyway, I just want, that's a side thing, but
it's funny that you say that because there are certain hotels that focus more on something than the other. And I feel like the hotel that you were at is more like social and food, and that's kind of what drives it, and the like youth and clubbing and things like that. Whereas 100%. Circa, Caesars has an amazing sports book. I know they just redid that. Mm-hmm. Venetian has a great one. MGM has a great one. So it's like, it's funny because I never really thought about it like that, but each hotel has their focus.
But the sports books, I remember back in our heyday when we lived in LA, we would drive up, like all the boys would drive up. I would have my card. Usually it was like Caesars. I had a card. I didn't have cards like at a bunch. It was Caesars. I had a card and MGM, I had a card. And you get these invites from them saying, come to our Super Bowl party. Bring, you know, you and two guests, or you and three guests, or four. You could call your host and say, I'm bringing four people, take it or leave it. And they'd say, sure. And you'd go to this room, ballroom, whatever it was, and you'd walk in, and there's 20 TVs set up.
Really?
Huge, like at a Dodger Stadium size screens, like that are on the floor, pop up
Super Bowl room, watching space,
prime ribs here, shrimp cocktails here, crabs here, bars there,
like
girls running around like a buffet.
That's wild.
But like, I'm talking prime rib, crab legs, like the real deal. Jeez. And you were hosted to this party, and they threw this huge party so you would be loyal to them, come back, bet, and go to the sports book, cash in your tickets or lose your money, go, and then you're at the blackjack table either way. So that was like an homage to your like loyalty. And they would throw these shindigs, the big bash, this and that, because you couldn't call it Super Bowl. It had to be called the big game or whatever.
Right, right, right.
And now it's like, except for Circa and Westgate, because Westgate's got the super mega book too.
But West Kingston not like I'm at a hotel.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. But
yeah, that's
to each his own. But at the same time, circa, like most of that entertainment's going to be going down at the pool.
Yeah.
Because that's the party. That's where the bottles are being popped, right? And it's a day club. So, yeah, they do it a little differently. But if you're going to go anywhere, you're going to go there. And I get the thing saying, come celebrate the big game. And it's not going to be free. But I could guarantee myself a spot. But it's, you know, maybe it'll cost you. We'll and it's just, you know, it's just chaos, you know, chaos for 4 hours or whatever.
And then everybody's so moody afterwards right. because the team doesn't win and everybody's upset or everybody's happy. And it's just, I don't want to be in that. So.
And not even that. It's like, you know, whether you win or lose, the season's over. Yeah. And then tomorrow morning, there's not going to be a lot to talk about. It's like, there's no thing to look forward to the next week. You got to say, shucks. Well,
I just feel like
in August.
Yeah. But if you're going to go to a casino and watch a game, I want to be able to bet on what color Gatorade, how long is the national anthem? Yeah. Is J-Lo going to sing Jenny from the Block? Like, give me all of it. Mm-hmm. As dumb as it sounds, like, don't be 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Right.
So
you gotta be able to watch the game. I agree.
Props to Circa. This sports betting fan says, I think that's one of the best places to watch mm-hmm. any game. And I like that they're trying to make it fun and investing in that. And, I don't know what we're going to do for Super Bowl this year, but I like your tradition of wings and I can't wait to hear your props.
Yeah.
So next week we'll lay it down. We'll mm-hmm. plant our flag, you know, we'll pick a side, we'll pick our props and whatever the Moneyline Mama has to say, I suggest that you listen.
Yeah. And I think that it needs to be understood that this is like pretty awesome. We say it every week. 20-1 with the Super Bowl as your
incredible.
Final game.
Incredible.
And, you know, at that point, 20-2 would still knock your socks off. So 21-1 to go out with a bang. I can't wait. Yeah, that's what I got my popcorn out for.
50-50 chance.
Yeah, I got, you do.
Yeah, it's money like mama. But I mean, this is a thing now. This is scary how the world needs to understand. I wish the whole world could see this. Because it's documented every week.
Oh, listen.
It's on film.
Look it up.
Yeah. So that's where I'm going to get my popcorn out next pod. Might even have a little bowl right here.
Nice.
I'll pick 20 props and see if I can get all 20 of them.
It's not that long of a show.
And you each can bet $6,000.
Yeah.
I'll say this. This is a podcast that we do for fun because we love to bet on sports. And we're just two dads and a mom that are celebrating our love of sports betting. I listen to a lot of podcasts by so-called experts. There is not one of them who could even be close to going 20-1 on Moneyline Picks. So props to you. It's been an incredible ride to be on. And I am very interested to see how you end it with your Super Bowl pick.
Yeah, so you almost have to follow.
Me too.
Yeah. That's a little cliffhanger.
Until
next time.
Absolutely.
Well, cheers to the Moneyline Mama.
And to you
guys. Moneyline Mama.
And cheers to Tom Brady. What a career. Thanks for all the memories, brother.
Great memory. Hey, we want a lot of money on Brady.
Yeah.
Got, you know, nothing to feel bad about. So cheers to the GOAT.
Yeah, the GOAT, baby. Cheers. See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.